Welcome to episode 114 of Junk Filter. My name is Jesse Hawken, and my returning guest is the beloved author Jacob Bacharach. His work has appeared in the New York Times and the New Republic. Joining me from the extended greater Appalachian region, Jacob, welcome back to Junk Filter.
Thank you for having me back. It is a pleasure to be here. It is a pleasure to be with a host who pronounces correctly the hard CH in Appalachian and doesn't try to come off like a snob, but accidentally pronounce it incorrectly by softening it into a sh sound.
Thank you.
It's the highest compliment I can pay.
Jacob first joined me for a show about Philip K. Dick, where we spent a fair bit of time talking about our boy Elon Musk. And Musk is our subject yet again tonight for a show about the recent legalization of comedy on Twitter under the leadership of their new CEO. The film that we'll be discussing to illustrate this nightmare is the cautionary tale Steven Spielberg told in 1993 in his blockbuster hit Jurassic Park. The subject of science fiction and Elon Musk, it's more like the subject of science fiction dystopias. The longer you talk about it, the more you wind up talking about Elon Musk.
Yeah, well, he is the guy who reads science fiction and takes exactly the wrong lesson from every work that he encounters. Like, looking at the way that these works of literature, whether it's Ian Banks or Neal Stephenson, any of these guys who all Elon and the whole Silicon Valley gang are into. And it's like, no matter how explicit the work is about the sort of, the dangers of technology uncontrolled or the interactions between, the problematic interactions between human society and technological advancement, or, the dangers of imperialism, whatever, they don't get it. They just think it's like, wouldn't it be cool if you could see what life awaits you on the off-world colonies?
And there's something to be said as well for their idea of free speech. What it's all about ultimately is freedom from consequences. And that's what so many of the lessons of these sci-fi dystopic metaphors are. Like Jurassic Park is a walking compendium of what you didn't think about coming to bite you in the ass.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It is about the unfortunate consequences of technological advancement without real scientific understanding or without any sort of moral humility. I mean, we'll talk about Jeff Goldblum and one of his career-defining roles, but it really is remarkable how a guy like Elon, just absolutely misapprehends the fundamental the fundamental themes of the works that clearly have influenced his entire self-conception.
Yes. Jacob, I will admit to you and the listeners that I had never seen Jurassic Park until this week. I like Steven Spielberg, but for some reason, I held on to this weird snobby grievance from my 20s. I was in high film snob mode in the summer of 1993, and I actively avoided seeing Jurassic Park. I think that it's healthy as a film nerd in your 20s to go through an anti-Spielberg phase. You have to let it go, though, by your 30s. It's like when you're in your 20s, it's cool to have a motorcycle jacket, like a black leather motorcycle jacket. But in your 30s, if you don't own a motorcycle, you have to put away that jacket. And that's how I feel about Spielberg. I am completely over snobbery about him. I like a lot of his films. I don't always like each one. But it was ridiculous of me to not bother watching Jurassic Park until this week. But recent events propelled me to go forward and finally get it over with.
I'm glad that you did, because we're about a decade apart. So the summer of 1993, I was 12 years old. So this was one of the pivotal movie going experiences of my childhood. And two, I just rewatched it last night